Hi Jenny, how are you today? Gosh, you know, usually I start out as a hi baby, you know, and but I'm gonna make a few things a little different. You haven't said yet what kind of dog you bought. I assume you've bought one. At least I hope so, because I really do think it's a good idea, and the sooner the better. Just kind of keep me, tell me what kind it is and everything, okay? I got two of the largest I love you. Two I love you cards today and one yesterday, and all three of them with a Slim Jim in it. And the two I got today was a little bitty one in sequence to the other one, and I got the world's largest I love you card. And the thing is huge. It's about a foot and a half long and probably a good 8 inches wide. And baby, I love you. And not to mention the Slim Jims in there. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I don't know if you can hear me or not. Sometimes your tapes kind of get real quiet, and I got to turn up full blast and get real close to hear. But maybe you're holding the mic too far away or something. I don't know. But I thought maybe I'd write you a tape. I was kind of hoping I'd get a tape in the last day or two here, and then I would go ahead and write an answer to it. Because I know as soon as I complete this tape, I'll be getting one in the mail. And, well, I just know it's going to happen that way. We'll see, though. And today, well, I'm going to take a sip of this Coke, and then I'll tell you what's been going on. First of all, I want to explain to you about the leave. Now, I told you that when I got the tape, I'd explain to you about the leave, and I also told you when I went down to the education office and found out all the poop that I need to find out. So, I'll start with the leave first. As you probably do not know, the prerequisites for going on leave are you got to have a 12-month tour, which I've got. You've got to leave no sooner than the end of the fourth month and get back no later than the beginning of the eighth month. Beginning of the eighth month. Okay. This would be all right, except March 20th is 8 days prior to the beginning of my fifth month, which means it's 8 days before the end of the fourth month, which means that I'm not really authorized to go on leave on the 20th of March. However, I have applied a special disposition form, a DF as they say in the Army, requesting an exception to policy, to the regulation that has the requirements in it. And my battalion commander seems to think that it will be accepted. However, I don't know. And I was kind of disappointed in the whole situation when I wrote you the letter and told you I'd tell you about the leave and the next tape I wrote. However, today changed everything, and I've applied formally with the exception to policy, and then the battalion commander is going to write an endorsement on there, recommend approval, and then all the way forward. Okay, the second problem is that there's two ways to get home. There's charter flights, and then there's commercial flights. Okay, all the charter flights run about $100, $200 cheaper. They run about $360, $350, something like that. They're chartered through the USO and United Service Organization and a different type of service club. And Pan Am and World Airways have got the two planes that they use for the charter flights, and they have flights leaving daily, of course. And then the 1st Aviation Brigade gets an allotment of seats. Okay, on the chartered flights, it used to be able to just go down and buy your ticket, and that was your proof for your return engagement. However, so many people went down buying tickets, they figured the only fair way to do it was to distribute them as allotments to units like they do the R&Rs. Okay, when an R&R, let's say, out of all the allocations that you get in Vietnam, 1st Aviation Brigade gets a portion of them, depending on how many troops they've got. Okay, out of this portion, they've got to divvy up with their units all the way down to battalion level. So 12th Group, which is the group I'm in, gets about 65% of the allotments of these seats on these planes going to the world. And they've got the charter flights going to Oakland and New York, Chicago, I think Atlanta, and some other place. There's about four or five different places they go. Of course, I want the one to Oakland. Okay, well, It's worth your while to try to get one of these charter flights, because the $350, $365, whatever it is quite a bit cheaper than if you go regular commercial, which to the West Coast is like $450, I think, or $500. And into the East Coast, of course, it gets $600, $700 round trip, which is still very, very reasonable. No griping about that, but the fact is, it saved quite a bit of money by getting a charter flight. So I requested a charter flight. Okay, well, the problem, you've got to get the paper according to our battalion regulations. You got to get the paper in 55 days prior to the day you want leave. Okay, well, 55 days prior to the day I want leave is the 25th of January, and you notice today as well, I never did start out. Today is the 4th of February, 1971, and I skipped yesterday. I worked last night, and I wanted to write you so bad, and I just, so I was so tired. Oh, never, no excuses anyway. I'm sorry I didn't write you. And anyway, I worked last night, so, the 25th of January is the 55 days. They're supposed to be at group within 50 days. Okay, that would have been the 1st of February. Group's right next door to us, so I might have been able to get it in pretty close to then. Okay, well, that was the 4th, so I'm even past that deadline. But however, it should still go through. I hope so. But if I don't get the charter flight, you're going to have to... the charter flight, okay, on the charter flight, I've given them... Well, they request a 10-day spread on that, okay? They have three planes. World Airways has three seats. The 12th group has three seats on World Airways on the 20th of March, which is the day I applied for the leave. Okay, well, these three seats may or may not be taken. The people who get the seats first are the people who have been in country the longest, and the trend generally is running around 6.5 months now. It takes... time and country to get one of these seats. Well, I've got a real good reason, and if I get the waiver to come home a little early, I might have a good enough reason to get one of these seats ahead of one of these guys that's been in country along. We'll see on that. But I have to be prepared to spend the extra money on a commercial flight, and when I find out, first thing, within I don't know how long it's going to take to clear everything, but the leave will either come back approved or disapproved. I'm hoping and I almost assume that it will become approved. Okay, once it comes back approved, I'll either get the charter flight or I won't get the charter flight. Okay, if I get the charter flight, all I have to do is purchase, I've already got the seat and the reservation, all I have to do is purchase it. If I don't get the charter flight, I've got to find my own transportation. In that case, I'll have to go to Saigon and find an airline that makes commercial trips from Saigon and purchase a ticket, a regular commercial second class, tourist class ticket. On what standby rates or whatever, or not standby, but two-thirds reserved, or same United States. So this is the story. So that I took about half of this side of the tape just to explain that little thing there. So I hope you understand what's going on. And if everything goes well, I should be home on the 20th of March. And once I get to as far as this extra money goes, I think about $450 to $500, so you're going to have to add another $150, $200 out of, you don't have to add it out of this paycheck, but out of the 1st of March, out of February's paycheck. You might not to move the checking account balance up to, say, $600, $700. And that'll still leave you and I enough spending money, plus the fact that I'll have enough to buy that ticket. Plus, do the other things that you do, too. Oh, Jenny, I love you, and I can't wait. March 20th is not very far away now. It's only, there's 28 days and 4 shot. It's 24. That's only 44 days from now, Jenny. And I think it's like 15 working. Well, 1 out of 3 is 15. It's probably 14 working days until I'm home. 14 working days. That's not very far. And hoping, of course. Now, all right, now, sweetheart, I fully expect to get this leave at the time, but the possibilities aren't all that remote that I will not get it. So if I don't feel too bad, because I tried my hardest and I'll get home as soon as I can. If I don't, and then I can have to wait 8 more days, the 28th of March, before I'm actually eligible without the waiver. So don't get your heart really set on me getting home on the 20th, but I think I will anyway. But, don't really count on it. Well, I can't say that. Of course you're going to count on it, because I'm kind of counting on it myself. But anyway, that's the story. So I'm happening to bend a few rules to get home on the 20th of March. I I don't imagine there's almost any way in hell for me to get home any sooner than that. So as far as your dad asking what the reaction time was on this thing, it's 55 days, which is very unsatisfactory for our purposes. However, that's just the way it is because of the situation. So, okay, into that. The second thing I'll talk to you about, I assume you got my paycheck, and I imagine probably before this gets to you, you'll probably send me back a letter telling me how you spent the money. So I won't even go any farther on that. And what I'll tell you now is I went down to, well, I got to take another sip of my soda. Just hang on a second here. Okay, I'm back now. You probably didn't even notice me gone, did you? But I was gone for about, oh, almost a minute. But anyway, here's the story in the school. The school is a really surprising situation. Now, I went down to the education office, and down at the education office, they have a catalog on just about every single college in the United States. Some accredited and others not accredited. They're private schools, state-owned schools, everything. There's thousands of catalogs down there. You just don't believe how many universities are in the United States, and they have bookcases and bookcases and bookcases. They also have a couple of volumes of index-type materials, books written for the purpose of picking colleges out of, you know, when there's no particular preference one way or another. And I looked to a book. It had a list of all accredited, okay, list of all colleges that offer majors by subjects and degree. Okay, so you look up the subject or the degree that you want, the major that you want, and it lists all the colleges in the United States under that offer that degree. So I looked up aviation management, because aviation management is the degree I would pick for two reasons, because it's the field I'm in as far as my knowledgeable field. The second reason is that I probably can derive a great deal of credit from my Army experience. Now, therefore, I could get a degree easier and quicker through that particular major than any other major that I can think of. So I looked it up. And did you know, sweetheart, that there are only 6 schools in the nation that offer a degree in aviation management? Only 5 of those 6 schools offer a bachelor's degree. None of the 6 schools offer anything higher than a bachelor's degree. And the 6th school, out of the 5 that offered bachelor's, the 6th school offered an associate degree, which is a 2-year degree. Okay, well, a 2-year degree is not very good unless you're an airframe mechanic or something like that. It's an associate degree. It's sort of a skilled labor type thing. So, all right, there you are. Okay, out of those 5 that was remaining, one of them is not listed in the... okay, now there's another volume of reference down there that have, you know, the schools and what their standards are and how they rate and who they're accredited by, you know, what kind of standards and everything else. Okay, well, that lists a pretty good number of the schools in the United States. All the schools that are worth a thing, like Oregon State and UCLA, and they tell you what the average SAT, college entrance board exams, scores for students that enter the college, what percentage of people graduate, what percentage of people come in from other schools, transfer students, and this and that and everything else. And you got to get an idea of how the school rates as far as how hard it is and how good it is as far as placements of, you know, just how. Okay, out of the 5 that are eligible for me to go to, one of those wasn't listed in that book, wasn't even listed. So that left 4. Okay, out of the 4 that's left, there isn't a single one in California. Okay, I'm kind of getting short of tape here, so I'll go ahead and explain on here now. Out of those 4, the 4 are, one's in Idaho, it's Boise State College in Boise. Out of these 4, all right, I won't list them yet until the other side. Okay, out of the 4 remaining schools that we've getting down to, one's on the East Coast, okay, 2 are in the East and 2 are in the West. Okay, the 2 that's in the West are going to be the 2 hardest to get into, because I do not know for sure whether they offer college credits for military experience. Most schools offer you college credits for ROTC or physical education if you've had military, if you're a veteran. But that's not, I need more than that. I need aviation credits. Okay. The 2 schools that The easiest to get into are on the East Coast, and one of them is Auburn University in Auburn, Alabama, which is would be my last choice as far as location, but it would probably be one of the two that I could get into, although it'd be the second. It'd be the second easiest to get into because of the fact that they're, well, it might be pretty hard to get into. I tell you what, okay, the other one, I'm going to switch the tape over, so I'll...